Batchila, the Gemara says, Shebetchila, Hoysalav, Bechlal Heter. At the beginning, this flower, before you made it into a mincha, was hutter. Before you made it hegdish, you could do whatever you want with the flower. Nesra, then you were maktish the flower. The flower became hegdish also. For chosra b'hutra, now after you bring a mincha from it, and the noiseret, leftover part of the mincha, there's a heter for the ganim to eat it. Now, Yochel Tasla Terorishim, I would think the Kohen now could eat it mamish the same way he was able to eat this flour before he made it into the mincha altogether. Talmud Leima, this the Pasuk says, no, Matzois Teyocha B'mokam Kodesh. So we dash in what mitzvah? Mitzvah, no, there's a mitzvah for the Kohen to eat the mincha. It's not Tamar Rishus like, it's a mitzvah to eat it. That's what the Brayta says. So it says the Marsha like this. The way Rava learned before, Tiyama Mani Rabbanan, that the price is going according to the first part of the price is going according to Rabbanan Shita. His Hocha Hochikomer. Over here by the Mincha, this is what the price means to say. Matzah is Tayocha B'makam Kodesh. Mitzvah. What does that mean? It's a mitzvah to eat the Mincha. Shebatchila Hoysola B'chlal Heter. Before you amaktish the flowers, the wheat by itself, you can do whatever you want with it. It's a pure Heter. Rotsa Eichla, Rotsa Eichla. If you want to eat it, if not, flour, if you want to, yeah, if not. Nesra, then you will maktish this flour. Chosrov Hutra. Is Yochla, Tachla, Terorishim, which means Rotsa Eichla, Rotsa Eichla. That means Rots, that maybe you don't have to eat the Mincha. For the Gemara, there's such a Havamina. Rotsa Eichla, you would think maybe you don't have to eat it. The Pasuk says, V'yochlu Oysa Masha Kupa Behem. That whoever eats the menachis, that gives them the forgiveness. Malamed comes to teach us, Shekahanim oichlim, the kahanim eat the mincha, ubailim eschaprim, and the bailim has the kapora from it. So here you see, it's a big thing for the kahanim to eat it. It's not just tam or rishus. It's a mitzvah for them to eat it. So more says like this, El, if you want to say this, the way you should say, El rotsu oicheles, Rotsa Kayin Acher Oichla. Avadra Kayin has to eat the Mincha. That's when the owner gets his forgiveness, his Kapara. But who says this Kayin has to eat it? Who says it's a mitzvah for him? Maybe he can let another Kayin eat it. Talmud Loima Matzah is Teyachal Makam Kodesh Mitzvah. You mean to tell us there's a mitzvah for the Kayin to eat it? No. Don't give it up. Don't pass. You should know there's a mitzvah for you to eat this Mincha. So therefore, after you made the carbon out of it, it's Kaddish, it's a mincha, now the Neseret left over the mincha, there's a mitzvah for the Kohen to eat it. So comes that good, that was a pshat by Yibam also, according to Rava, that the Brayis is going according to the Chachamim, that there's a mitzvah Yibam v'zman hazeh. And the Chiddush of the Pasuk was that don't think it's a reshus to do either Yibam or Chalitza, but you should know, no, look at Chilu, the mitzvah is to do Yibam. And the same thing here also is, don't think that the mincha, if you want to pass it off to another kohen, no, there's a mitzvah for you to eat the mincha. El on the Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avdimi, but according to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avdimi, the Yoma that he said, the Braisa goes according to Abba Shoyli, the Braisa goes according to Abba Shoyl. Hoch over here, Matre Gavnika. What kind of two people, two governors are there? V'chitayman, as we had before, according to Abba Shoyl, the pshat was before, that we say Yibum is a mitzvah now, means only if you miyabim l'shum mitzvah, then you're allowed to. But if you don't do it l'shum mitzvah, you're not allowed to. So that's what the Brayis was saying. That Yibum, according to Abba Shoyl, means you could only do Yibum now l'shum mitzvah. So if so, by mincha, it also means the same thing. You could only eat it l'shum mitzvah. But the Gemara, what type of two eatings are there? Like, you mean to tell me the Kohen can eat the mincha two ways? One way he's doing a mitzvah, and one way he's not doing a mitzvah. So the Braisa means to teach us, do it this way, the way you're doing a mitzvah. Like, what two ways are there to eat the mincha? There's one mitzvah, eat the mincha. Any way the Kohen eats it is Mekayim the mitzvah. The Chitayim, maybe no, maybe you tell me like this. What I mean to say is like this. Rotsa l'teyovan oichlo, rotsa achila gaso echeles. Maybe if you want to eat it when you're hungry, eat it that way. I would think if you want to eat it by achila gasa, even though you're full, you could also eat it. For the Gemara, achila gasa, mishum achila, if you're ready, full to the gills like, and then you go eat something, is that called an achila? Achila gasa, you're filling yourself up, is that called an achila? Rashlokas said like this, Ho'aymer achil, Rahmer Rashlokish, Ho'aychal achila gasa b'yom HaKippur, if somebody, like right before Yom Kippur, Beheta, filled himself up, As soon as Hamasekes on Erev Yom Kippur, he filled himself up mamash to the top. Now, when then right away the first minute of Yom Kippur, he goes to eat. So that's called an achila gasa. He eats potter. Why? Because Malay Sunnah. Because the Torah says you can't eat on Yom Kippur, something they'll give you, take away the pain. Here it doesn't help you at all, this eating. But a koporn misi in achila gasa is not called an eating. Said, so what's the two type of ways you can eat the mincha? An achila gasa is not called an eating at all. So what does the pasuk come to teach us over here? Ella means like this. Rotza matza oichla, rotza chometz oichla. Maybe that's what it means. The two ways to do it is, if you want to, you can eat the mincha, make it into matzah. If you want, you can make it into chometz, let it rise, let it wait 18 minutes, let it rise, let it become chometz. That's the two ways you can eat it. And at this, the pasuk says, Talmud Leimah, matzahs teyachav lechometz. Like maybe that was the Havimina. There was a Havimina, maybe you could eat the mincha of a terrace chometz. On that, Talmud Leimah, the pasuk says, like Rashi says, matzahs teyachav lechometz. For the Gemara, no, that can be pshat. For you see, the pasuk says clearly, leisoifah chometz, chelkom. It says clearly that the portion of the mincha that the kohen gets, the leftover after he made the kemitza, the leftover part, the pasuk says clearly, loisa yofa chometz. You cannot make it into chometz. So pshit, you don't need a pasuk here to teach us. Of course, you can't make it into chometz. The Yom Rashlaka said like this: V'yafilu chelkom lasiyofa chometz. Even the portion, the leftover portion of the mincha that the kohen eats himself, that also we can't make chometz out of it. So Kopparim does not have a minute to say you can eat the mincha, but there is chometz. Ella the pshat is like this. What's the two ways that I would have thought you could eat the mincha that the pasuk is teaching us? No, only one way. If you want to make it into matzah, good. If you want to make it into cholot, cholot means you put it into boiling hot water. You put the flour, you cook up the flour. So it doesn't become chametz. Cholot, Rashi says, b'roischin. You cook it up in hot water. Maybe that's the way you can make this mincha. How are you talking up? How are you talking about putting the flour into the hot water? E matzah he ho matzahi. If you make it into a matzah, it's a matzah. V'loy matzahi matzah som rachman gomanashoch. What are you doing if you flatten it out, make it look like a matzah, and you stam put it in boiling hot water? That's called a matzah. It's the mitzvah. Elamai, it's not a matzah, so it's not a matzah. Well, what's not coming here? The verse says, "Li'ol me'imaloch matzi." Really, it's called a matzah. Olochi toni be'kro li'yakiv. The pasuk says it twice. Matzah to yochel. The second time teaches it's bikuva that you can only eat a matzah. For the mori elacholit matz elacholit matzi. Is that true? The kamrinon l'mayhukasa. So once you tell me not yotze when it's cholit now, so what do you mean to say that it is called a matzah? For what purpose is cholit if you take this flour with the dough and you cook it up in boiling hot water? For what purpose is it called a matzah? That here you're saying you're not yotze by mincha, because the pasuk says matzah is teyochel, that has to be a pure matzah. But mashma of the dough was cooked in water, hot water is called a matzah. For what purpose is it called a matzah? Loi mashah dem yotze bo yedechavos v'pesach. Afar pi dechalte mikara. Even though first you put the dough into boiling hot water. Kivon the hoder afia betanor, but later if you baked it in the oven, lechem oini karina ben, it's called lechem oini. V'yodim yoytzeboy lechavos v'pesach. That's the nafkamina. That if you take it out of the boiling hot water, like the mushroom bagels, that's the way they make bagels. A bagel is first you take the dough and put it in boiling hot water, and then you bake it. So if you take the same type of a dough, that's matzah dough, it's not chometz yet, and right away you throw it into boiling hot water, so it cannot become chometz anymore. And now you take it and you bake it, a matzah for Pesach will be kosher. However, that's the chiddush of the pasuk, though, that for menocha, the pasuk says, matzah teyochol lediyukoi, it has to be a matzah. A complete matzah means not cholik. So that's the pshat in the braisa here. For enochonomi, the braisa is mesupik. The braisa could come out either according to Abishoyo, or else according to Chomim. Both ways, this braisa would come out. So the Mishnah Baita. The next Mishnah. Ha choles liyavimtoi. If you give your Yavama, your brother's wife, Chalitza. Harei kiechad menachlam lenachla. Now when you want to divide up your brother's Yerusha, or when after your brother died, now you're first going to make a Chalukah. The Lachar is, he's like one of the other brothers. So you have no children right now. So Halacha is the brothers Yashanim, and all the brothers are equal. This brother that gave Chalitza is equal like the other brothers. He gets an equal portion. V'yim Yeshom Av, let's say there's a father there, Nechosim Shalav. V'yim Yeshom Av, Nechosim Shalav, if there's a father involved, the father Yashins. That's the Halacha, father Yashins his son. A son Yashins his father. But here, where the son had no children, so father yashins him. Now, Hakoinis says Yevimtoi, when if you make Yibum, you marry your brother's wife, Zocha ben Achosim Shalochiv, then you yashin, the Meisiz Nechosim, you take over the Yerusha. Not equal with the other brothers, you take it over completely. We have Yehudu Raimen, no, Benkachu Benkachim Yeshamav Nechosim Shalav. You should know, even though you meyabim your brother's wife, but if your father is still alive, the father comes first. He yashins the son that died first. There's your brother that died, the father yashins him. So the Mara Pshita in the Reisha. Like Avada, if you made Chalitza, so what? You yashin equal. Mara Sasakot Adachamin, I would have thought, Chalitza b'mokim yibim kaimo, v'nishko kula nechosa kamashvulon. I would have thought, maybe no, the brother that made Chalitza, he's like yibim, he yashins everything, kamashvulon, no. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Hareyu Kiyechu Menachim, why does it say Loshin, he is like them? It should have said stronger. Einoi Elo Kiyechu Menachim. He's only like one of them. In other words, the Havim meaning was he should take it all. Kamashma, no, he's only equal. How come it says Loshin, Achidish, like he is like them? Mashma, does the Havim mean to say he should get nothing? Kamashma, he gets like anybody else? Mi Boiler. In other words, it should have said the other way. Elo, the Gemara says like this. Sakwa, that the Chemin, I would have thought. Since he was the one to make chalitza, see, he caused that there's no more yibum now. So Liknes say maybe there should be a knas that he should get nothing from the brothers nechosim that died. Kamash malon that even though he made chalitza, he ruined the yibum, but akoponim he gets an equal portion like any other brother. Let's say there's a father involved, he takes it over. Why? The Yomama, we learned, Av Koidim L'chol Yetzi Rechai. A father is the first one to yashin over his sons. Like here, the father has five sons, and one son dies without any children, that's the case here. The other brothers don't yashin first, but the father yashins before Yetzi Rechai. Before his other sons yashin that son, the father comes first. So that's pshita. If there's no yibum involved, there's only a chalitza, the father yashins. The only machlokes in the end is, if they made yibum, is the father still out of a kedima? Or that's from Yehudi shita. The Tanakhama holds no, that if one brother was miyabim, his brother's wife, yibum makes it you take over the nechosim of your brother before your father gets it. Right, according to Shivimtoi, my timer, what's the reason why do you take over? Yokum Moshe Mochivam Rachmona Barekom, you take over your brother's Nechosim, that's this pasuk. That Yokum Moshe Mochiv, you take over your brother's name. Yabudu and Yabudu says no. You should know if there's a father involved, if the father is still alive, the father yashins his son's Nechosim. Even though they did a mitzvah yibum, one brother was miyavim, the other brother's wife, that brother does not yashin his brother, but it goes to the father. Omar Ulul said, Aloch Reb Yehuda. We pass on Reb Yehuda. The Chenam Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, Aloch Reb Yehuda. That's what we pass on. The Yomar Ulul also said, Vitaim Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. My time of the Reb Yehuda. What's the reason of Reb Yehuda? The Yassir of the Pasuk says, For Hoya HaBechor Asher Telet. That means, Ki Bechor. The Yovim has been like a Bechor. Ma Bechor, just like a Bechor. Ein Loi Bechayuav. Kozeman, their father was alive, the Bechor gets nothing. Af, Hainami, the same thing this Yavim. Ein loy bechayav. Kozeman, his father was alive, he gets nothing. So the Gemara, Ima Bechor, Noito Pishnayim Liacha Misas Av. Maybe just like a regular Bechor, the oldest son, when the father dies, takes two portions. Af, Hai, Noito Pishnayim Liacha Misas Av. Maybe after the father dies, the Yavim does take two portions, and the brothers Nechosim. And the Gemara, Midi Yokum Hashem Oviv Ksiv, Yokum Hashem Ochiv Ksiv. The Apostle Goni says that he takes over the brothers Nechosim. V'loi Hashem Oviv, not the father's Nechosim. In other words, when there's no father involved, and then there's a mitzvah Yibum, so the Yavim takes over all his brothers Nechosim. But when there's a father involved, the father takes it over, and even later when the father dies, all the brothers yashin it equally. The Yavim doesn't have any special chusim. Nothing special. For the Gemara, if so, Ema, let's say like this. Maybe, Heichod Alekav, when there's no father involved, the father died already before the brother died, lishko nachlo, then when the brother makes yibum, he takes over the Yerusha, tiskai mitzis yibum. Maybe that's the only time to be a mitzis yibum, only when the father died already. But maybe, heichud ikav, maybe when the father was still alive. So the loishoko nachlo, that now even if you make yibum, you do not take over your brother's Yerusha, but the father does. Maybe like this guy in mitzvah yibum, maybe there shouldn't be any mitzvah yibum altogether. But maybe yibum is totally in Yerusha. So Gemara says, no, midi yibum benachla tali rachmana. Does the terrorist say that the mitzvah yibum is totally when you could yashin your brother? Is it totally in Yerusha? Yevume miyavna, make mitzvah yibum. Yibum is a mitzvah by itself. Just, v'ikenachla shkulei. If there's a case that you could yashin where the father is not alive anymore, true, then you yashin. V'ilay, but if the father is still alive, v'ilay l'shakri, you don't take anything. Mura says, Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Kro, Kaimad Rabbi Yanei. Rabbi Chanina brought a pasuk in front of Rabbi Yanei. V'yosef, Kamer, and he said over, Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, he was sitting, Kro, Kaimad Rabbi Yanei, he read over in front of Rabbi Yanei. The Yosef when he's sitting, he said like this, Halach Reb Yehuda, we pass like Reb Yehuda, that even though you did a mitzvah yibum, when there's a father still alive, the Yavim does not yashin, rather the father does. Omla, he said, Tukori Kriyachal Abruh, tell what you have to say outside. In other words, he meant to say, really, ain't Halach Reb Yehuda, we do not hold like Reb Yehuda, we hold like the Tanakama. That what, that the yibum, if you make mitzvah yibum, you always yashin. Verse says, Tony, Tona, Kaim with Rav Nachman. A Tana learned in front of Rav Nachman. Ain't a loch Rav Yehuda. The loch is not like Rav Yehuda. Omalai, Elokaman, Elamai, who is the Adaloch like Rabbonin? For the Mab Shita, of course. Yochad Ram, Aloch Rabbin. Like, what are you telling me? Shita, the loch is like the Tanakamo, like the Rabbonin. That's always the klal. Yochad Ram, Aloch Rabbin.
So Omalai, like he said back to him, Ismaya. Like, you want me to take the mission out? Like Rashi says, Lekula Masnisin, the mission in Sein Tzrichi, you want to call it a mission that we do not need? Or Mulei answered back, Loi, no. Na'at ha'aloch is ne'echo. You first learned, it was taught to you, the aloch is Kreb Yehuda. U'mukshu di'akshalacho, and you had a kasher on this, like, how could you say aloch Kreb Yehuda? We know the klal is aloch karabim. For your fachta, and you change it around, that you said tak aloch is karabonin. So he answered back, well, am I the afachta, sharp afachta? And that you change it around, and now you learn halach rabbonin, that's taka very good, you don't have to take the Mishnah out, it's very good. Like Rashi says, well, make sure to kash lechom. Hey, chishab, the rabbonin, be over krab yud. Yeah, the kashak, would you say halach is krab yud, and leave over the rabbonin shita. For your afachta law, you change it around. For sharp or avarato, the afachta law, and you did very good, you changed it around. The avad la maskon halach is krabbonin of our Mishnah, not like krab yud. When the Yavim makes Yibum, even though the father is alive, Lamais, the Yavim takes over the Nichsei Hames. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Nem Amar Aleph, the bottom by the Mishnah, the last Mishnah. Ha'achilis li'avimtai. If somebody gives Chalitza to his Yavama, is who also b'kroi v'yseho? He is also now in all her kreves. He's midrabbonin, like Rashi says, it's kilu hi yishtoi. We consider this, she's your wife. The whole kreves and aseres machmas isha gemura, asuras midrabbonin bechalutza. Anytime that this isha would be your wife, let's say you're also to a mother, you're also to a sister, you're also to all your wife's kravim, now that you gave the yavom a chalitza, if you were the brother to give a chalitza, you're also on all her kravim. V'hi asura, the same thing back, she is also to you, the kraver, she's also to your kraver. As if, mama, she was your wife. Even if you give a get, still she's also to his kraver. So you're also, even after chalitza, she's also to his kraver.